Welcome to the Resilient Joy Podcast. I'm your host, Danae Peterson. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you can find value in what I bring to you here on the podcast. I'm here to teach you to release perfectionism, conquer anxiety and depression, and build confidence and resilience habits so you can handle all of life's ups and downs. So what do you say? Let's get started. Okay, welcome to another episode of the Resilient Joy Podcast. I know it's been a while, so thank you for your patience. I have had kind of a crazy month. For those of you who follow my journey with ocular melanoma, you will know that I have been on a clinical trial, and this means a lot of traveling. This also means a lot of medicine that I take every day. And it's kind of rough on my body and on my mental state. And I have just really had to protect my energy and, just be okay with not wearing all the hats at once. So that is what I actually want to talk about today. And the funny thing is that in my virtual gym for my Beachbody group that I have, I actually just started, well, I guess it'll be starting on Monday, July 12th, which is hopefully when this episode will release. But I just sorted everyone into their houses so that we can be doing a Harry Potter participation challenge just to kind of help kick everyone back into gear and just get to a place where we feel, you know, good about our habits, good about our mental state, and of course, good about our fitness and nutrition, because I really believe those go hand in hand. So, that said, I do want to talk about hats today. And this is kind of inspired in part from a few different things that I've seen on social media or that have been just shared with me personally from friends. So hopefully I can do this justice. Bear with me. I'm going to be kind of flipping back and forth through some different notes in my phone. But I wanted to start with a couple different quotes from someone who, her name is Jordan Lee Dooley, and she's on Instagram, and she shared an incredible post that I'm just going to share a few different highlights from, kind of in honor of the sorting hat episode. So the first thing she says is, don't place your identity in the hats that you wear. Who you are is not what you do. Just because you can do multiple things at once doesn't mean you should or you have to. You don't have to act on every idea that pops into your brain, and you certainly don't have to do everything that you can imagine this year. Don't be afraid to take off a hat if it doesn't fit anymore. Allow yourself to take your time and actually enjoy what you're currently doing. You're not a crazy person, you're just multi-passionate. So I loved these little, like, just little shareables that she has over on her Instagram. Feel free to give her a follow. She has some really good content. But I wanted to just talk a little bit about this idea of placing our identity in the hats that we wear or in the things that we do. And this is a big one for me. I have been doing a lot of work with my therapy, with EMDR therapy and my therapist, and it has been really just revolving a lot around worthiness. And so this has just kind of been something that's cropped up for me over the last month or so. And I just have been noticing just how much I place my worth in the hands of what I do, or in the hands of how much I accomplish in a day. And so this whole idea of like putting my worth and my identity into what I do versus, you know, my identity being, you know, frankly, who I am as a person. That's been something that I have been just really acutely aware of, how often I've done it and how much I still catch myself doing it. So I want to talk a little bit about that and about the idea of this, you know, setting down the hat if it doesn't fit anymore, and just really learning how to self-identify instead of relying on this, you know, this hat of, you know, I'm a mom, or I'm a wife, or I'm a an entrepreneur, or I'm a writer, or whatever it is. And to just really work on, you know, focusing on feeling adequate as we are. And I feel like this is like the constant battle, right? This is the struggle. So I got my hair done this week, and I was telling my friend and my stylist here in Arizona, her name is Amanda, and if you want to follow her on Instagram, she's Authentically Amanda B, and she's amazing if you need a hairstylist in the area. And you know what? I think I will have to get her on to be an episode guest sometime when I can figure out how to do that. But I would love to chat with her, because we talked, like, while she was doing my hair about just how inadequate I've been feeling this summer and how plagued I've felt by this like worthiness cycle. And so we got to talking about like this idea of like self-love, and that it really means it's something that, that means that it's something that we do, right? It's a verb. Self-love is a verb. And that means it's something that you or I do, but it's not something that you have to do enough of to somehow be more worthy of actually doing the things you define as like self-love or self-care for yourself. Self-love at its finest, or self-love at its core, is the unshakable, uncompromising belief that we are worthy of love, respect, safety, and belonging, regardless of our thoughts, feelings, or actions. And that's a quote by Ariana Smith. So, like I said, since starting EMDR, I've really been noticing this like worthiness trend coming up in a lot of different ways, and it's way bigger than I thought it was before. It comes up for me in thoughts and beliefs around money, success, motherhood, body acceptance and body image, self-acceptance in general. And I remember seeing a quote somewhere that just talked about this idea that the difference between self-love and self, like what self-love and what self-love isn't. And it kind of just generally said, you know, self-love is not the perfect, never doubting yourself attitude that we kind of want to think that it is, right? It's really just remembering that you're a human and that you're allowed to have the ups and downs. Self-love isn't being perfectly confident. It's caring enough about yourself to practice confidence, one tiny brick at a time. Self-love is not saying yes to everything that sounds like self-care. It's tuning into what is your brand of self-care and accepting that. Plans and shoulds be damned. So, I am worthy, period, and so are you, and you're enough. So say it, believe it, and live it. Now, this is the next part of what I want to talk about and just kind of touch on is this idea that being a human really is not a character flaw. My humanity is not a character flaw. That is what I really have kind of noticed, and that's been helpful to me, and that's kind of just been a mantra of mine right now. Like, your humanity, not a character flaw. You're allowed to be a human being, and that means that you fully embrace how complicated sometimes it can be. So here are three things that you can do if you're feeling all those ups and downs, you're feeling really critical of yourself, maybe you're feeling those feelings of inadequacy and you feel like it's affecting your happiness, or your happiness lens. So number one, notice your feelings and experience them and express them. So I do this in, a few different ways when I'm not too busy trying to numb out my feelings, because I still catch myself doing that. But when I do actually express and notice my feelings, then I do that by talking with friends. And I have a couple people on Marco Polo that I talk with, and we just really just let it all out, and we talk and we cry, and it's really, really like therapeutic for me. Obviously, like I said, therapy. I do have a therapist that I see almost every week, and talking with her, it just helps to kind of validate my own feelings. And she's also really good at reminding me to validate myself, and to give myself grace, because really we need that, especially as humans. Okay, number two, talk through what you're thinking and feeling in a safe place. So this is kind of in conjunction with expressing your feelings, but expressing your feelings, I guess, to go back to number one, this could also be, you know, something like sometimes when I'm feeling really frustrated, I'll turn on a song and I'll turn on this song and it'll have a lot of emotion behind it. And maybe it's a song that's kind of more like geared toward anger, or it's a song geared toward grief, or it's a song geared toward, you know, whatever it is. And I'll express my feelings like by belting out that song in my car while I'm driving. Sometimes this is not the safest thing to do. So disclaimer, pull over to the side of your road if you're not a safe driver and singer. I do have to do that sometimes. Or just do it in the parking lot and the people around you walking by can just stare, because they do that sometimes. Okay, so back to number two, talk through what you're thinking and feeling toward yourself in a safe place. So I've done this a few different ways. Obviously, I said that I've talked to a few different friends on Marco Polo. I've talked to my mom. She's really good at giving me some good insights. I've talked to Danny. He's also really good at just kind of grounding me and giving me good insights. Obviously, my therapist. But another way that you can do this is through writing. And this can be really powerful, because I think that, at least for me, I feel like when I have these kind of thoughts of negativity and just like being hard on myself, a lot of times if I can just put words to it, then I can see it for what it is. And pretty much as soon as I look at it, I can go, oh, that's not true. So putting words to something takes away a lot of the emotional power behind it. So that is a safe place, of course, that you can utilize a journal. It could just be like a crap journal. It doesn't even have to be a journal that you save, you know, forever and ever. It could just be this emotional space journal that you use to process your emotions. There's no right answers in here. There's no what you should or shouldn't write about in here. This is just your space. Okay, number three, quit the comparison game. No one's life is perfect, and it's time that we quit pretending that some perfect idea exists in the first place. So I think that I may have talked about this before, maybe in a post or in an episode, but there is a quote by Glennon Doyle where she just basically talks about, like, who is this perfect human being that we all aspire to be, this perfect woman, and, you know, where did she come from, and why does she get to be the definition of what I should be? And that's paraphrasing, you know, basically what she says in her book Untamed, which I highly recommend reading. If you have not read that book, it's amazing. It's so good. Like, so, so good. But quit the comparison game, because it doesn't help us. I feel like my happiness always suffers when I'm comparing my progress, to other people, whether it's my success or my weight loss or, my mental state or whatever it is. When I'm comparing, I'm not in a good place. So notice when you're comparing and snap out of it as quickly as you possibly can. One of my favorite ways to do this, excuse me, moving my legs. One of my favorite ways to do this is to have a dance party. It's my go-to. Like, just doing that, changing your physical state almost instantly changes the way that you're feeling. But another way that you can do this is to look at the person you're comparing yourself to and to say, like, wow, like, notice something good about them. Notice something that you admire about them, and then kind of get your place, like, get your mind into a place where it's able to focus on the good instead of, like, the lack. And I feel like that can be helpful. So, it's kind of crazy, like, just to give you a personal story, it's kind of crazy how this lens that we have, really can skew everything, like this lens of, you know, viewing ourselves critically or whatever it is. And so this last few weeks, like, just to kind of give you guys a vulnerability moment here, I actually realized that I did not maintain my previous weight loss that I had seen earlier in the year. There have been a lot of factors. I'm trying my best not to be critical of that, but, you know, in the society that we live in and with all of the pressure that we as women put on ourselves, and that we have kind of thrust on us by everything that we see, I was just not really eating well, and there were just a lot of different things. But it was kind of insane and remarkable to me, like, noticing this quick spiral to just, like, immediately throwing out any and all of my other wins out the window. So, like, the lens through which I viewed our Hawaii trip was totally obscured by this annoyance with myself for not, like, keeping it together and, like, staying in a place where, like, my body was more toned and tight. And I just had, like, a much more critical eye for my body. It was, like, very, like, body dysmorphia feelings. And, you know, on top of that, like, some of my clothes haven't been fitting the way that I've been hoping they would, you know, still be fitting over the summer. And so I just really have had to remind myself that my humanity, these ups and downs, this, you know, cycle of stress that I've been going through, first of all, it's totally normal and acceptable that I'm going through a lot of different stressful things right now, because, like, let's face it, my life has been pretty stressful between, you know, everything that's been going on this last year. So I really have just had to focus in on that mantra this last few weeks. Well, really this last few days, to be honest, because I was in a pretty negative place, like, earlier last week. And just really remind myself, my humanity is not a character flaw. Like, say it with me. My humanity is not a character flaw. I get to define my own success. I get to enjoy life. I get to practice self-care in the ways that make the most sense for me. And I am already a whole and incredible person, exactly as I am right now. I don't have to do anything else or be anything else to be worthy of my self-love and self-acceptance. So here's to refocusing on just what I can do versus what I can't, and to just really committing to this idea that I get to be gentle with myself because I'm a human being and I get to have that. So in closing, just real quick, I actually want to share some words from a friend of mine. Her name is Melissa, and I've known her for a few years, but she had some really, really, just a helpful tip. So as far as this loving ourselves piece goes, and just like letting go of this idea that we identify with the hats that we wear, she had a really good tip for loving yourself, and she called it setting a realistic daily bar. So I'm just going to read what she said because her comment was very well thought out. But she said, your bar today may not be as high as it was yesterday. Progress isn't measured by how high your bar is. It's measured by meeting the bar. Some days your bar will mean accomplishing 20 different tasks. And some days it will mean one task. Progress is progress. Look forward to the day when you feel successful first thing in the morning, because you woke up, looked in the mirror, and you said, okay, today is going to be a low functioning day today. My bar is one task. Don't feel defeated on those days. Feel successful because you literally did all that you could that day. One task may be giving your all that day. And if you gave your all, then that is what is success. So, like, obviously we get to define our own successes. We get to define the hat that we wear as ourselves. And we get to decide if we need to set some different hats of things that we do aside. If we're wearing too many hats, like if it gets too complicated, then it's okay. It's okay to set it down. It's okay to pick it up at different times. And like Melissa said, it's okay to have this daily bar and to give ourselves realistic expectations. I feel like I did this. I did this a lot better when I was postpartum with Melody. I would go into each day, like when I knew that she wasn't sleeping well, when I wasn't sleeping well, and I would just tell myself, like, okay, like my goal is to do, you know, A, B, C, or D. Like, and I would set the bar really, really low. And then after that, if I did anything, you know, beyond that, then that was just extra credit. So give yourself space to have extra credit in the days, and to set the bar really low and feel amazing because you hit the bar, even if it was right there at the bottom. I think that empowering idea of just setting the bar ourselves is where like a lot of our personal power comes from, and where our, you know, internal feelings of happiness and success come from. So I hope this was helpful today. Sorry if my thoughts were a little bit scattered and all over the place. It's late, and I'm hoping to just quickly edit this episode, and then, well, let's be honest, I don't edit my episodes. And then I will launch this off to the internet. So thank you for listening, and I will see you guys soon.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Resilient Joy podcast. Be sure to subscribe, share your favorite moment with your tribe on Instagram, tag me at @myjoyfitjourney, and if you have a moment, leave me a brief review. Until next time, keep creating your pockets of joy every day.